Good morning. I'd like to welcome you all to, and this is Amy Wirth, and I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authority for Wednesday, February 25th. First of all, I'd like to turn to our secretary and request that we have a roll call, please.
Good morning, commissioners. Beata Chair Wirth.
Here.
Vice Chair Cortesi.
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre.
Here.
Commissioner Asombrado. Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Bates. Commissioner Campos. Commissioner Giacopini.
Here.
Commissioner Glover.
Here.
Commissioner Harrity.
Here.
Commissioner Halstead.
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey.
Here.
Commissioner Licardo. Commissioner Luz. Commissioner McKenzie.
Present.
Commissioner Pierce.
Here.
Commissioner Sartipi.
Present.
Commissioner Schaff.
Here.
Commissioner Spearing.
Present.
Commissioner TCA.
Here.
Commissioner Wiener.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Rosie. Next, I'd like to invite everyone to join together in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I'd like to turn back to the secretary, please, for the reading of the compensation announcement.
As authorized by state law, I'm making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you very much. This meeting, as are all our meetings, is broadcast on the MTC website. We have all the materials for this meeting, both online and over on the table next to the window. And we welcome public comment on any items before us. And if you would like to speak on any items for any of the meetings, please fill out a blue speaker card, hand it to the secretary, and then I will call on you at the appropriate time. So thank you very much. And if everybody can speak clearly into the microphone, we can record all of everyone's comments. Okay, moving on. I have no additional comments under the chair's report, and our next item is the consent calendar. May I please have a motion to
second?
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposition? That motion carries unanimously. Before we proceed on to public comment, I just want to turn to our Deputy Executive Director for BATA. There's been, again, some recent discussions about the bridge, and wondered if you might be able to give us an update on the work that's going on to identify the issues and to begin solving those that have been raised. Thank you.
Sure. Good morning, Commissioners. Andrew Vermeer, Deputy Executive Director of the Bay Area Toll Authority. As Commissioner Wirth mentioned, the bridge continues to make the news. We have been reporting, I think, well when articles come in the paper and try to make sure that you understand the important issues and sort of separate some of the ones that have continued on, maybe without the real support of the engineering behind it. We do believe this is a significant issue, and we do need to continue to investigate it along with Caltrans to really ascertain what the condition is. Relative to the two articles that were in the paper, Caltrans did a press briefing on Friday, and I believe the Chronicle reporter was at that briefing and seemed to have very direct information that was pretty accurate in terms of what was represented there. The B article has a little bit different take on it, and I don't think Charles Piller was at that particular press briefing, and so I think there's some facts in his that are not quite accurate in terms of the condition of the situation. What I will say, just sort of as a reminder, is the rods were placed in the foundation in the end of 2007 by the foundation contractor. Our understanding from all the records is that it was done properly, et cetera. But if you remember, in the bolt testing experience, the records relative to the Caltrans quality assurance was not present. And so we did get a lot of information from the contractor, QIT, on their quality control, and that's the basis of the information that we provided in the Bolt report. The rods were first tensioned at the end of 2010, preliminarily when the tower base was placed. In 2011, if you recall, the tower was pulled back about a meter, half a meter, to deal with the change in loading as the bridge was loaded on it, and it straightened out into its normal position then. The rods were then tensioned in their final condition at the end of 2013, and then at the end of this year, inspections identified some water, which we believe is residue from some of the construction activities and rain that happened during that period of time. So what the Toll Bridge Oversight Committee did at that time was direct the department to have the contractor remove an additional rod, so that gave them two rods in which to complete more investigation on. So the results that people are talking about since Friday really are relative to the testing of those two rods, and primarily the second rod that they pulled out after water was identified. The preliminary information does show that there is what they're calling micro-cracking around the threads, but there's no real indication yet how significant it is. It appears that there had been some rust that has been shown at the threads at the bottom of the tower rod, and there need to continue a series of tests and report back over the next couple months on what they think that means. So it's still very preliminary, but the findings that were talked about on Friday are things that we are concerned about and need to follow through with. So on March 5th, the Caltrans Chief Bridge Engineer Brian Maroney will report to the Toll Bridge Oversight Committee more specifically on these preliminary results, and then also sort of a layout of path forward for what the next steps might be. Bottom line is the rods are similar to all the rest of the rods on the bridge. They are not tensioned to the same level as some of the other ones. On the other hand, they're also not really engaged until there's an earthquake activity, but they certainly are important, and that's what we invested in, was the bridge resulting, performing well in a significant earthquake. And so we do want to really follow this through to the end. But I would caution that it's still early to really give you any advice on what we need to do with it. And over the next couple of months, I think we'll have some better information in which to present.
Great. Andy, thank you very much. With that, thank you for that update. And now we'll move on to public comment. I don't have any speaker cards. Are there any public comment? Okay, if not, then our meeting is adjourned until the next meeting, which is scheduled for Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. Thank you.